The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
What's going on, America? Detroit City, it is a fine day in the neighborhood. I am so excited. I have four geniuses in studio. If you don't know what a genius is, you are about to find out. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, starting from my left and go all the way over.
All right, what's good? My name is Bryant, and I go to 11th grade.
You going to the 11th grade?
I'm in the 11th grade.
You're in the 11th grade. All right. You, sir?
My name is Josiah Forrest. I'm in the 11th grade.
Now, here's what we're going to do, gentlemen. Pull these microphones up. Talk like y'all talk when we are in class and we are doing our programming. All right, you, sir.
Hey, yo, 313. Hey, my name's Cam. I'm going into the 9th grade.
The 9th grade. Cam is trying to take my job, isn't he? Look at that. Personality's coming out. You, sir.
What's good? My name's Joshua Rayner. I'm going to the 9th grade.
9th grade. All right. And so, what program are you all in?
We part of the Hidden Genius program.
Okay, so you have to. All right, someone want to give me my mission? Go ahead, Cam.
Hidden Genius Project trains and mentors black male youth in technology, creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their lives and communities.
Yeah.
From your boy, Cam.
All right, right. So I'm seeing we got some personalities in here this morning. All right, so I'm going to just, so first of all, thank you for Cam for that, doing that mission flawlessly. You did a great job with that. And so I'm just going to kind of just fill it in a little bit. So the Hidden Genius Project is a program that was founded in 2012. We just celebrated our 10th year, and it started out in California. And now we are the fourth site. So Detroit actually just launched. These four gentlemen make up 16 of their brothers. And we are, this is the first cohort. So you guys are making history. So the program, as Cam stated, we work on technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills. And so what we bring these young men in the summer is our summer immersion program, which is 7 weeks, family. 7 weeks we putting that work in. Then when school starts, we go to one day a week after school, and then one Saturday a week, and one Saturday a month. Look at him looking at me. One Saturday a month. And then we come back. And they will finish up their next 7 weeks in the summer, and we'll be bringing on another cohort. And so it's a total of 15 months. So with all that being said, I want each of you all to answer these questions. So what made, and you can just start off, we'll popcorn it. What made you, why were you interested when you heard about the Hidden Genius Project?
For me, it's like I just like doing types of things where I get to meet people from different backgrounds, different places, and It's just I like the brotherhood. My first start talking to people, I felt a connection with them.
A connection. Okay. Okay. All right. Who wants to go next? Go ahead. Talking that mic though. All right.
So look, I joined Hidden Genius Project because I have my dream is to become a producer. The skills I need to become a producer are in entrepreneurship and technology creation.
Okay.
And I do need a couple of leadership skills in that. And the schools,
a couple. Right.
The schools aren't teaching me that. So I found this program out from a Pistons event, and they seem cool. They start talking about how they teach that, and I'm like, this is gonna help me pursue the career that I need to be in. So then I just joined the program, and when I got here, it was all quiet, right? And then Brian started walking up to people, all chilling, cool. And I was like, shoot, let me be like this guy. I just started walking up to people. And new people came in. I just went up to them and just became a family just like that in a snap.
So before we go, let me tie that in. So what he's talking about is we just completed our second week. We started the 29th of June. So when the 16 geniuses, so let me walk it through, family. The process they had to go through to become a genius, they had to go through an interview process, which was a round robin. We were on Zoom. Then they had to fill out a packet. They had to do an application. And these young men are all deserving of it. So what he was talking about was the first day. So the first day they came in, they were a little nervous. They were a little shy. Not like they are right now, because now they're brothers. It seems like you all have been knowing each other for years. So go ahead, Cam.
So, you know, I found out about the Hidden Genius Project through a principal in my middle school. And, you know, I just thought that this was going to be a cool program. And, you know, I was right. It was very exciting to meet new people who we just were 16 strangers who came together and we formed a bond. And we now have a brotherhood.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead, sir.
So when I was in middle school, I barely had any black teachers there. Then when William Malcolm came in, he was basically the only person I could rely on.
Oh, man, you about to make me cry. Give me the tissue. There ain't no tissue in there. Keep going, man. I run a mentor program, and I would meet at your school once a week and with black male youth. And we actually was open to all males at the school. And this young brother, Josh, I couldn't get on. A video I was trying to show was blocked for whatever reason. It was a positive video. I think it was like about Barack Obama. I don't know why it was blocked. But Josh got up there, got us around the wall, and I'm like, man, I got a program for you, man. And so then when it came to application, what did I do? I made you feel that. Tell him about that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you did make me feel it up, but I'm happy I did.
You're happy you did? Okay. All right. So what are some of the things we do? So we know about you all coming in. Just talk about some of the things, some of the programming that we get into.
That program is like right now we making our own little maze game and everything like that.
And what application are you using?
We're using Scratch, I believe.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's confusing a little bit because I never kind of knew that programming stuff until now recently. Because now I start putting things together, I'm like, oh, this goes here and that goes here. And it's like rinse and repeat, and that's how people start making these big companies off that. It's like it's less work than you think it is, but more work than it is. But not really.
Okay. I'm feeling that. And the confusion is because it's something new. Yeah. And that's why we got 15 months to get that work in. Go ahead. And say your name again just so everyone knows who is who.
I'm Josiah. During the 15 months, right now we're learning about how to build a website, which HTML code. And it starts to be confusing at first. But once you get to know everything, it's like, when it's like you start to think of websites that you go to every day, like Instagram, the Hidden Genius website, Facebook, I don't know. But you start to go to websites like that, and then you see things on there that you're like, wow, how do they do that? Like
when you get intrigued, right.
You click on someone's account, and then you go to click on the Facebook logo, you go right back to the home screen. Like, you wonder how to do that every day. And then when you learn HTML code, we just learn how to do that, how to make a button, put the Facebook thing.
Not even a weekend, family. They already learning how to do this. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Cam, go ahead.
You know, here at the Hidden Genius Project.
Put that "the" in there with your whole heart. He said "the." Go ahead.
We're learning about how to research, really. That was something that was really important to me, and I really
Why?
It was really important to me because I've done a whole lot of research projects. And, you know, I think research is key when you're trying to learn anything. And we were researching about companies, shoe companies, Puma, Nike, Adidas. You know, Microsoft, we're learning all these new things. And, you know, like Josiah and Brian have mentioned, we're learning how to use code and Scratch and HTML.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead.
Basically, we coding and stuff, using Scratch, HTML, making our own websites.
All right. All right. And you all are talking about the technology creation part. But what about some of the other things? You know what? What we're going to do is we're going to leave it. This is called a cliffhanger. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the entrepreneurship and leadership skills. And we had that virtual business trip yesterday. So we're going to take a quick break.
William Malcolm is back with more next.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-9200 to learn more.
Does your health insurance carrier coordinate with your auto insurance carrier? Hi, I'm Stephanie Coney, insurance broker for London Consulting and Insurance Firm. Our independent office specializes in both personal and commercial lines insurance. If you're looking for great customer service, then contact me, Stephanie Coney, at the London Consulting Firm today by calling 1-800-651-9142 or visit www.londonconsultingfirm.com.
Take William Malcolm everywhere you go with the WLQV mobile app, available in your app store today.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at onevisionmediagroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
Style, swag, and information overload. The William Malcolm Morning Show is live on Faith Talk Detroit.
Yo, yes, and this is William Malcolm Morning Show each and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. I always think I'm going to be going to the p.m. Like, they're going to give me 12 hours, but they're not going to give me 12 hours yet. We got to give me 12 hours. I need everybody to call in and get William Malcolm 12 hours. So every Saturday, I'm bringing the hotness. Remember to turn down the turkey, bacon, those grits, because we getting hot in the studio. But the reason why I played that track is because I want to give out some trophies today. I want to give out some trophies. So the trophies I want to give out, I want to give out a trophy starting from, we're going to talk about Miss Jamie. I want everybody to just talk about. So Jamie is our senior innovation educator. And just, I just want you all to just talk about, because she delivers our content. I just want you to just, anybody with something that comes to mind, she's probably listening right now, give her a trophy.
All right. I gave her a trophy for her, I don't know, her compassion, maybe like that. I don't know how to really put it, but it's like, the way she is around all of us, the way how she feels so inclusive.
And she shows up.
Yeah, she draws people in, especially when we have these little games, right?
She comes up with it. She in her bag.
Yeah, I know. She be coming out. She be pulling games out her pocket.
And you learning and don't even know it.
Yeah, it's like because then the game she does is fun, but then we also start to learn so much about each other that we wouldn't even guess.
Okay. All right, so we're going to give out. So that's the trophy for her. So let's give out the trophy for Langston.
All right.
Who's going to – okay, state your name. Again, that was Bryant that just talked. State your name.
This Josiah. Langston, my boy.
So let me real quick. Langston is he went through the program, I believe, in Oakland, Oak 4.
Yeah.
And so now he's what we call a youth educator. He's actually going to college, to Xavier University, and he's working with us. So that's what we do, family. We put these young men, we give them opportunities. So talk about Langston.
My boy Langston goes to college. And he came here. He didn't come here nervous. He didn't come here nervous like we did. He came in, he started putting in work, and then, like, we play football every day. Langston was one of the new people to come in, start playing with us, and that boy's fast. Langston is fast.
But also talk about what he does in the room, though. You're talking about, we know he's fast because he runs up, but talk about how he supports. So Langston is, we have Jamie, who's our senior innovation educator. Langston is a YE, so he's a youth educator. Just talk about how he helps you all to understand the work.
All right. So recently I was struggling with part of my code, and Jamie was helping somebody else, and Langston moved. He just, instead of just standing there just watching us, he actually went in and started to help me with the code, explain everything that was going on, what was wrong, and everything like that. So I think Langston and Jamie combined are like great. It's like a great education duo.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go to, and she just joined us, but let's talk about Miss Miracle.
You know, it's your boy Cam.
Okay.
Miss Miracle, you know, I got to give her a trophy for just being so, so well. She always makes sure that we are all doing our best, being our best. You know, she keeps giving us COVID tests to make sure that we're safe. So she really cares about us. She really is involved with us. And, you know, it may not seem like it, but she is a huge part of the Hidden Genius Project, and I don't know if we could do it without her.
And what I want to just thank you, Cam, for that. And what I want to say is, Miss Miracle, her position is a care champion, and what her role is to basically remove barriers outside of the program. And so if a genius may have a need at home or the family may need something, she steps in, gets you tutoring, any food insecurity, or just tell you you're doing a great job. That's what she does. All right, so the last for you, sir. Josh, Miss Deshauna, Chef Deshauna, talk about them. Y'all all can talk about their food now. All right, talk about that food.
It's way too good.
Lean in there. Talk about it. She's listening. Tell her.
It's way too good.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to just talk about the food? So what we do is we give them breakfast and lunch. They all got their hair raised. Okay. So talk about the food a little bit.
Like for me, I got a small palate, but every time she makes something, though, it's like I have to eat it. I just have to. I'm not much of a fan of certain foods, but then the way she puts it together,
she puts that love in there.
She makes it feel like a whole different meal.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
All right. So for me, I don't eat meat. I'm pescatarian mostly. So it's just when she makes a meal, it's just.
And so she makes a meal specifically for you because you don't eat.
Right. She makes a meal specifically for me, and it's just like, wow. It's just like, wow, once it comes out, it's like everybody else's meal. You see their meals, and then you're like, man.
So you don't feel left out? Because a lot of times when you don't eat meat, people feel left out.
Yeah, I don't feel left out at all. It's like when she brings out their meal, it's like at a regular school, you bring out someone else's meal, and then you bring out
the vegetarian.
Yeah, no, I don't get a vegetarian meal at my school. It's just the same meal, and then I just have to pick out.
Oh, my God.
I got to pick out stuff.
Okay.
But then when she.
We're not doing that.
Right. Okay. And then when she brings out some of their meals, I mean, I'm like, that look good. And then when she bring out my meal, I'm just like,
I'm not gonna lie, I'll be thinking about snatching yours sometimes.
Because they be looking way better than the actual.
Okay,
meals.
All right, Cam, go ahead.
You know, honestly, Mrs. Shana, I'm surprised she's not on CHOP or on Food Network yet. We gonna get it. Games. You know, she be making 5-course meals, 5-star. You know, we ate some egg rolls, some hamburgers, some waffles, some everything.
Right, right. We're getting hungry up in here.
Those breakfast burritos are where it's at.
Yeah. And so, family, and I just wanted to say, first of all, I just want to thank you all for giving out these trophies. And I'm actually getting emotional right now because we started from nothing. You all are making history. And I just really, it just really feels good for me to see the work that Jamie and I put in. And for me, I recruited all of you all. Because Jamie, at the time, we hadn't brought on the other team. And Jamie just had her little baby, so she was off. So I was out here humping, and I wanted to really recruit young men and just spread the word and to see you all come in that space. And the way that room looks now did not look like that when we got it. And Jamie and I specced it out, and we ordered. We thought of everything for you all. And just to see you all there, it just really touches my heart. So let's just talk a little bit. Before we went to break, we were really talking about the technology creation portion. Let's talk about some of the – let's talk about that topic we were talking about yesterday, good men versus – what was it? Good men versus
– real men.
Real men. What, why, how did that come up, and what did you all learn?
It was weird because the way that we have – the way the world works now is how there's a good man, but there's a real man. How a real man is like, oh, they don't cry or stuff like that. And I feel like it's weird how people have put this
stereotype.
Yeah, the stereotype on men, saying they don't got emotions, they don't feel things, but that's not true. We all have emotions, and we all feel things. Men can cry. That doesn't make them less of a man. That just makes them true to their emotions. And that's what scared people are scared to do now, because they just want to hide their emotions because they don't want to be labeled as soft or weak, and that's not even true.
And that's good. Remember that analogy I showed you all with the pop? You know, sooner or later, you can shake that can up.
It's gonna
blow, so you have to do that. Go ahead, Josiah.
All right, so me as a person, I know that I don't like to share my feelings like that. So, and then in this world, it's just so many opinions where it's just you do one thing wrong, one step wrong, trip or fall.
Get canceled or cancel culture and all that.
Cancel culture is like people actually believe in stuff like that now. And like it's not even cancel culture unless you make it cancel culture.
And so what I want to just say as someone that, you know, we had that compassionate mentorship piece is that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I want to say that again. Everybody makes mistakes. So the fact that you all are being vulnerable, the fact that you all and got up early on a Saturday to be up in here. Okay, so I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cam. You go ahead. Talk about the lesson from yesterday, one of the topics from yesterday.
You know, real man versus good man, you know, I learned that you can be both. You know, you can share your emotions, but, you know, you also have to handle your business. As men, I think we kind of try to enclose ourselves and kind of make this theme of where we're Superman, where nothing breaks us. We are unshooken, you know, but you can have compassion. You can have those feelings. It's okay. That's what makes us human.
Man.
Facts.
You got deep with it.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
He was saying real men do cry a lot.
All right. All right. Right. So y'all focusing on that crying, but what are some of the other topics we talked about? Go ahead.
We talked about capitalism, and when we talk about capitalism, everybody thought it was just like a pyramid that you just got to go
from top,
walk,
right.
You just got to walk up to. But it's more like a social pyramid where the farther you go up, the more resources and things you'll have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like in capitalism, it was like born in the 16th century. Like so many things were made, so many documentaries were made and included capitalism in them. And then like nobody, and like in the end, everybody realized that it's just like it's not fair to everybody, because you could be born to royalty and then you're all the way at the top. So you have every resource you want. You're like 5 years old, every resource you choose to. You could have a car at 5 and not even be able to drive it. And like, but then like, you're not born in the royalty, born middle class, lower class. Your resources, you like start from the bottom and literally have to build your way up. So by the time you're like 30, 35, 40, you're like, oh, you finally get there.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Brian.
Especially how you're talking about the pyramid, though, because we had a diagram showing how, let's say, people at the bottom had to hold everything up, though. It's like how the rich get richer. And then the poor kind of stay poor.
So what does that teach you then? What did you learn from that? What would you learn to do as a man?
What I learned to do as a man? I can't even answer that question like
that's
that.
That's fair. That's fair.
Because you know how the way our world evolves around that whole capitalism stuff like that? Because people,
it starts when people want to do things for a community, but then once money gets involved, some people start to lose what they originally set out for.
Not some people, not all.
That's not all people. But it's like, yeah.
I got you. Go ahead, Cam.
You know, I just want everybody to know that Josiah and Bryant here, they are experts on capitalism. And you know what? Has it been like 2 weeks? 2 weeks of us doing Hidden Genius? You know, they came up with the whole poem. You know, they were able to make everybody understand it. So, you know, they have a real understanding of issues like this. And that's one of the issues that we tackle with Hidden Genius. But, you know,
I love how you keep putting that duh in there, man. I love it.
Gotta put some respect on that. Gotta put
some respect on that. Respect on that. Real quick, because Brian, I want you to go, because we got about under two minutes. Talk about the PayPal virtual trip you took yesterday. What did you learn from that PayPal trip?
About all their types of coding things. They use so many different types of codes to build their things and to keep it running. And it's like, also, I found out that PayPal owns Venmo. And I didn't.
You told me that. Yeah, I didn't even know it.
And it's like the man I was talking to, he gave me so much information, and then half the thing was even we were just talking about just me and him. It was just us having a one-on-one conversation, just like regular people. And then he told us about all the types of things they do. And I remember one of the people that uses coding, he said, it's not as hard as you think, but then, yeah. It's like, you don't go into it knowing everything.
And I just want to give all of you all, like I told you yesterday. So yesterday we were on a virtual trip with PayPal. Shout out to PayPal for that. And we do business trips every Friday. Some will be virtual, some will be in person. And the power went out. Mm-hmm. And normally when the power may go out, students say, oh, we can leave. These young, all the geniuses got their phones, turned their phone into hotspots, helped each other. It was a beautiful thing to see. It was a beautiful thing to see. And I think we're under a minute. who wants to – somebody else who didn't give me the mission wants to give me the mission again.
All right, so – I don't know. For all y'all now just starting listening, here's the mission statement. The Hidden Genius Project trains and mentors Black male youth in technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their lives and their community.
Yes. So we have about coming up on six weeks left. What are you all just looking for? And the music don't start playing, but just what are some other things you're interested in?
Just keep building that connection with each other.
That community.
It feels like I've known them for years, but it's like I only known them for like a couple weeks.
All right. So Cam, just take us. Just take us out.
You know, I'm so happy to build this Hidden Genius bond with all my brothers sitting here with me. But that also includes a bond with Jamie, Langston, and, of course, Mr. William.
I appreciate that.
You know, got to give him a trophy as well.
I appreciate that. I got my trophy.
He got that energy. You know, he includes everybody, and he deserves this.
All right. This is William Malcolm. God bless.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.